Video: Fires rage across Minneapolis overnight in George Floyd protests. By Joshua Kaplan on May 28, 2020. Multiple buildings in Minneapolis burned through the night Wednesday as protesters turned to riots over the death of George Floyd, who died Monday after a police officer was seen on video putting his knee on his neck, according to reports. Protesters set fire to businesses, including an AutoZone and Cub Foods, while an apartment complex under construction was also reportedly damaged by flames. In addition to several buildings being lit on fire, stores like Target Store on Lake Street were ransacked by dozens of apparent looters who stole televisions and groceries, according to videos shared to social media by Fox 9 reporter Karen Scullin. Other reported looters were seen at Dollar Tree, a liquor store, and a tobacco store, reported ABC 5. The protests came as Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey called for the arrest of the police officer seen in a video kneeling on Floyd's neck before his death. The mayor urged Hennepin County Attorney Mike Freeman to file charges against the officer, whom the city identified as Derek Chauvin. In a video taken by a witness, Chauvin can be seen kneeling and putting his weight on the neck of George Floyd, who struggled and said he could not breathe. Police called an ambulance for Floyd after he became unconscious. He later died at the hospital. The Minneapolis Police Department fired Chauvin and three other officers involved in the arrest: J. Alexander Kunk, Thomas Lane, and Totau. Why is the man who killed George Floyd not in jail? Frey asked during a news conference Wednesday. If you had done it or I had done it, we would be behind bars right now, and I cannot come up with an answer to that question. The mayor said his call for charges against Chauvin is based on the footage from the scene. The UPI contributed to this report.